This is Marketing Voices, featuring the fresh perspectives of industry leaders and examining the impact of social media on marketing.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Jones. Welcome to Marketing Voices. Before I interview today's guest, who is Vicky Lin, president of Satellite Events Enterprises, I have some really exciting news. Marketing Voices is now being sponsored by both Audible.com and WebEx. And I wanted to take a few seconds just to tell you about these two companies. Audible.com is the internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. And given this sponsorship, Audible.com is offering a free audiobook download when you log on to www.audible.com/marketingvoices. And this is a special offer just for PodTech listeners, and it is not available anywhere else. So you want to go to www.audible.com/marketingvoices to get your free audiobook download. And they have 35,000 books you can choose from. So there's got to be a book for all the listeners that are interested in hearing some of these books that they have. And as for WebEx, many of you know that they are the worldwide leader in online meeting applications. And more than 3.5 million people use WebEx every day to communicate and collaborate online. So thanks to both Audible.com and WebEx for their sponsorship of Marketing Voices. So now back to the podcast. As I mentioned at the top of the show, with me today is Vicky Lin, president of a global multimedia production company called Satellite Events. And her firm is very well known for the work she's done incorporating TV, mobile, web with live events. Some of the big events she's known for is her Live Aid, original Live Aid event, and the 100th anniversary of the Eiffel Tower. And she is currently involved in an event called Shake the Planet, which is an integrated media project with user-generated content, including music, games, and other mobile content. So, Vicky, welcome to Marketing Voices.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Now, what I wanted to talk to Vicky about today is how brands are really using major marketing events and incorporating social media into these events. I had read an article in a recent Business Week talking about just this topic, and I thought it was really interesting. I thought we'd delve into it here on Marketing Voices. So, Vicky, with that long introduction, what are the top three suggestions you have for major brands who are looking into how to do events today?
Well, one is have a big idea. Two is make sure whatever you do, it's engaging and interactive and cool. And three is leap of faith. I mean, believe in this big idea. Take calculated risks because today it's breaking out above all the media clutter.
So how do you get your clients to actually do that? It takes a lot to be brave and to take risks, especially when it involves a lot of money. So what kind of strategies and tactics have you used to get your clients to the point where they can actually then be brave and take risks?
Well, on a project that I did before, I ran, it was a global kids project, and the goal is always how do you raise above the media clutter and market your project and your brand. And so I ran a contest with the European Space Agency where kids submitted their visions of the Deep Space Telescope. And the kid winners had their artwork posted on the Ariane booster rocket, and they won a trip to Guyana to see the launch. And then I did a video news release and a video news piece on that was broadcast to the news around the world. And I was able to, you know, use this kind of contest to, A, get on the news around the world, B, elevate above the media clutter, and C, show measurable demographic profile of how many people watched and what the ratio of men and women were. So it's coming up with a big idea.
So now how do you get to that big idea with your clients? Do you actually, come to them with a proposal, or do you just incorporate other thoughts they have, or how do you get to the big
idea?
Well,
I work in two ways. One way I work is I get hired by clients to come up with the big idea and then sometimes be their producer, work with their team, whatever they want. And then other times I come up with projects and I go out and get sponsors and I kind of try to show them how the project I've come up with will help drive their marketing goals.
So in terms of incorporating social media, what I consider blogs, wiki, podcasts, even, you know, ideas through mobile phone and that sort of thing, how are you seeing these new – they aren't that new, but these newer tools actually affect marketing and how you do events worldwide?
Well, I think, you know, let's come down to what the definition of events are. You know, branded marketing of events can be just as simple – as some kind of advertising sponsorship tie-in with a television show, a TV or film brand. You know, for instance, like American Idol, they have all this premium voting going on while you're watching it, and that brings revenue from the mobile text-to-vote charges that both the carriers receive and the show's producers. And then there's, you know, this whole social network of the MySpace and YouTubes and Bebos and Second Life, and there's some really interesting things going on there. The Doritos ran a contest for a commercial that was they broadcast during Super Bowl, and Heinz did. So there's some real interesting things happening there. And then mobile, you know, there's 3 billion people have handsets, or there's 3 billion handsets. There's only 700 million PCs, and there's only a billion people that watch the Internet or television. So, you know, that medium is the most, you know, that's going to become like radio. So I think the key is an integration of media. Make sure you are touching all the touched points, you know, so that it's engaging, interactive, it's got a discovery factor, and it's really cool.
So what is this discovery factor that you're talking about? You've mentioned a couple times. What does that mean?
Well, I'll give you some examples. I mean, you want to engage people on a voyage with whatever your brand is. And, you know, I can talk about my work, but I'd like to mention Dove, because I think they've turned a bar of soap into a social advocacy movement. And I think it's amazing what they've done. You know, they have their website, and they've created this whole campaign on real beauty, on sort of addressing the fact that women tend to, you know, not have the self-esteem when it comes to their bodies. And they've run this campaign that's commercials, it's showing all kinds of women. They've got commercials about aging on their website. They have all these sort of social inspired programs for teenage girls, where they even have trainings that you can hold workshops to inspire girls to have good self image. They ran a very amazing promotion on Times Square, where you could interact with the billboard on Times Square with your mobile phone and vote whether the woman in the picture was wonderful or wrinkled. You know, I think it's how you use the media and how you establish your message. And, you know, certainly the Dove campaign became a cause-related marketing campaign, raising money for their Dove fund. And I just think if tying in with doing good is a great way to engage and to take people on this path of discovery through your brand.
So what do you think is the most effective way to decide what social media you should use in a marketing campaign?
Well, I think you first have to talk to who the client is and what their goals are and what the kind of demographic they're trying to reach. And then from there, you design something. I mean, you know, if it was older women, I mean, older women still tend to use their mobile phones to talk. So you wouldn't necessarily build a mobile strategy, but if it was, you know, teenagers or, you know, 15 to 25, you know, you would have to do everything. You'd have to do mobile, you have to do social networks, you have to do web, you have to do television, iPods. It's really based on the goals of the client and the demographics.
So now how do you actually, not to get into too much detail, but just to give a real brief answer, How do you actually work with all these different mediums and actually ensure that you're really tied into the technology and the best use of it? Do you work with a lot of subcontractors that help you, or how does that work exactly?
Well, yeah, basically, you know, I'm in the entertainment business, and so what we call it is kind of a collapsible and expandable business model, just like, you know, the people that do the Grammys, they have, you know, just a few people working. And then when the Grammys rev up, you know, there's 300 people. So I have associations in all media around the world, and I have two mobile companies that I work with. I have a web company that I work with. I have an animation company that I work with. I have writers that I work with. So you find people that you like to work with that you can kind of speak an intuitive silent language, and then when you go in and pitch projects, and then all of a sudden you realize, yeah, this should be mobile, this should be everything, you put the team together.
So I know you and I had talked about the fact that you can't really list your clients because that's all confidential, because so much of what you do is secret and you can't promote it in advance. But can you give a sense about kind of what sort of budgets people are looking at when they incorporate social media today? I mean, can you work, you know, at a $50,000 budget?
That has such range. It's so hard to say, because in the mobile space, we have what you call premium content, which means the user pay for it, or sponsor ad-funded content, which means the client pays for it. So there have been movie launches that the movie company has paid for everything to kind of promote the movie. There's other been movie launches, like the launch of Alien versus Predator in the UK. That was a premium content promotion where everybody paid to download the ringtones and the wallpapers and vote on whether it was the Alien or the Predator that would take over the world. And that was all premium content. And in fact, that whole promotion paid for itself and made a profit to the film company. So it really depends. There's so many multiple business models, and it really depends upon what the goals of the client are. And then, of course, if you've got advertising and you have to do a commercial as part of it, the budget's just, there's such range. It wouldn't be worth it trying to even discuss it. It's really, you know, you first have to figure out what the particulars are, and then you build the project specs and the budget based on that.
So is it possible for companies listening today that would be interested in doing something like this to actually consider that they could do something on the line of, say, $50,000 or $100,000?
Absolutely. I mean, you can build a mobile campaign where you're giving some free content and some is premium, and, you know, you could do it for under $50,000, and you could even make a profit and get reimbursed.
Great. Well, that's what I was hoping you'd say, because I do know that a lot of listeners for Marketing Voices ultimately don't have a lot of marketing budget, but they're always interested in knowing just the applications of new marketing ideas as it relates to building brands.
Well, you know, it all comes down to the good idea. If the idea is powerful, it can work cheap.
Right. Well, you're right. It comes down to the good idea. Well, ultimately, you know, most marketing is a good idea. But I think the fact is that what you're saying is it's important today, too, to realize that you're incorporating new tools and new ways of doing things into marketing, which is really what the whole topic's about. So,
and a new relationship, because it used to be people would market and it was like you pushed your brand to the customer. And now it's a whole reverse. You know, it's engaging and celebrating your customer and inviting them to participate with you. It's a whole different relationship.
Well, great. Well, Vicki, thank you so much for being here on Marketing Voices.
Thank you, Jennifer.
You're welcome. So I've been talking to Vicki Lynn, who's president of Satellite Events Enterprises, and the website's www.satelliteevents.com, and that's satellite with an E at the end of it and events with the E, so you've got a double E there. Then for all of my listeners today, please remember, too, that Audible.com is now sponsoring Marketing Voices, as is WebEx. And with Audible, it means that you can get a free audiobook download if you go to www.audible.com/marketingvoices. And for all my listeners, until next week, may all the voices you hear be Marketing Voices.